Would you have believed that a butterfly could change your life, bring to you the one whose existence you will cherish, your brawn and frailty, the one who will help you unleash your beast, help you strive myriad emotions en masse? No, you wouldn't. But the universe ushered you one, who in the end confused your delusion. So guys, I wrote this poem like almost 2 years ago, 10th of October 2018, and it's like one of my best, like love gone wrong kind of thing. Today we're going to be talking about exes. Not really exes, like we'll be talking about things you should never, ever, ever, like I'm practically begging you guys right now, things you should never say to your exes. Like some of these things we feel, nah, they don't really mean anything and stuff like that. I usually feel like that too, but I have come to realize that these things, they cause some kind of reactions and things that we will not like. So let's listen and enjoy. So guys, number one, do not ever beg your ex to get back. Please don't, like especially the guys. I'm telling you guys this thing because I like you people, I love you people, you're my family, you're my friends. Do not, see, don't, you get why? Do not, like when you beg your ex, when you're like begging for your ex to get back to you and everything, you are losing the leverage you have built before. Like when you beg them, automatically in their mind, what they have in their mind is, this person is still deeply in love with me, this person cannot get over me, this person is in love with me because I'm better than them, I was better than them in the relationship and everything like that. So the person doesn't want to lose me because I'm like is or a trophy. So don't, please, anything that will make you to see before, if anybody says something like this, I want to argue, but I know you can't give another chance. But right now I'm the kind of person that any fucking person I meet, I will tell you, please do not ever ever think of trying to beg your ex to get back together. And even if you're the one being begged, do not ever try to convince yourself to go back. It won't work. No matter how long it lasts, it will not work. Like there's only 5 in 100 chance that it will work. So why risk it? Please do not. Please, I'm begging you, like no. It creates this perception that your ex can get whatever they want if you keep begging and everything like that. Please don't beg. I'm begging you, do not beg. Please beg. I'm begging you not to beg. Another very important thing to never say to your ex is when, like, okay, for instance, if a relationship ends, your relationship with somebody ends, and you don't get to see the person for a while, so you somehow shy, you meet the person somehow. I find some people want to talk, I catch up and stuff. Please do not ever talk about your relationship with that person. Like you people should not even sit down and start thinking that, oh, when we were dating, we were this. Oh, when we were dating, it was like this. Oh, I feel like, okay, you did not get where I was coming from. Like that argument that led to our breakup, you did not get where I was coming from. You could not see things from my angle. Let me try and explain myself now. Maybe you will listen. Blah blah blah. Please do not. I'm begging you, do not. Number one, you open up wounds. Like you make your wounds fresh again. No matter what, it will still hurt one kind. You shouldn't even do that. It will be awkward. Then another thing is that even things that you guys did not observe at that point, you might observe it now, and it might cause one kind of friction or hatred that was not even there before, because you guys will just go that, oh, okay, fine, they work out and stuff like that. Then another thing, it might now help you, like it might purge some stupid emotions. So in your mind, you feel like, I feel like I still love him. I feel like he still loves me. Oh, okay. It wasn't actually wrong that time. Oh, God. You'll not be feeling guilty. You'll not be feeling like you never understood him and stuff. Boy, he still wants you back. And somehow, you guys will make a mistake that you still regret later, because to end in tears. Please, see, guys, if people that have experience agree with me here, surely I agree. Seriously, please do not try as much as you can to just be casual with your exes in conversations. Then hey, you get one thing, they pay me. Okay, fine. I'm just kind of, I was this kind of person that if we were friends or if we were dating and we probably stopped talking or something like that, on your birthday, I'll find, like, by all means, I want to reach out to you and wish you happy birthday, because I feel like, I mean, it's your day, so I should, you deserve it, everybody deserves it. Please don't, you don't owe anybody anything, do not do it. Please, I'm begging you, don't do it. Don't, see, okay, fine, if you still talk to your ex, like, on a regular and everything like that, it's fine, it will be awkward, but reaching out to your ex just to wish him or her happy birthday is weird, like, especially when you guys have had no contact since the breakup ish and all that. It's very, very weird. Like, please don't do it. Do not, when you guys do not have contact, do not break down no contact through just to wish your ex a happy birthday, because most times when you wish happy birthday and everything, the only thing you get is thanks. Like, how the fuck are you going to break that? I'm so sorry about this fuck thing. How are you going to break this, that rule? Like, how are you going to break the whole, this one shouldn't talk to this one, we are not talking to each other because of happy birthday? We need to get thanks, like thanks, thanks, that's all. Thanks, not even thank you, just thanks. No, please do not. Please do not tell your ex you are depressed without them. Why are you doing that? As your ex suddenly become your therapist or what? Do not. Why? Well, what are you going to gain from it? Don't say it. Cope with you have friends. Your friends will help you out of your sadness. Your family is there. If you don't have family, if you don't have friends, I am here. Call me, talk to me, we will talk about it. Don't go and meet your ex and say, I'm really sad about kinikon, that and that. Do not do. See, all these things, I have done them. So I know what it is. I know what the effects, I know the consequences. Don't. Do not do it. Please. Don't do it. It really doesn't make any sense. Like, thinking about it, it does not. Why? What do you expect them to do? They should take care of you, or they should feel pity, they should be guilty, or what? No, please don't even open up to tell them. Like I always say, let's be casual, only casual. Hey, how are you? Fine, I'm cool. this, da da da. How have you been? Yeah, fine. Just blah blah blah, blah. That's all. Don't even ask. Oh, so who is the new person you're with? No. Please be professional about this thing. Yes, be professional with your exes. You know, please don't go past that. Why? Or when you guys are on talk, maybe you just talk like normal talk in assassination. You know, you were the one that caused that breakup, really, because I never wanted to leave you. Okay, so what should we now do? I don't understand. It's not all right, please. That's so cute. You ask your friend, your ex, you're like, okay, I know our relationship didn't work out or anything. I miss you, I miss your body, I miss this, I miss that, I miss the cooking. Let's hook up. Those three words. If you are thinking of it, let me type this thing. Dead at thoughts. Like, close your eyes, open it, pinch yourself a bit, and say, "Ogali, dead the thoughts." Like, if you can't even forget, get vodka, drink. Don't mix it with anything. Don't dilute nothing. Drink it like that. Sleep, dear. Sleep. Hug your pillow and sleep. You'll be fine. Why? Like, why? What's less hook up? I'm not understanding why. Yeah, hooking up where? I don't get. Are you hooking? I do not. Do not, guys. Please, I'm begging you. All these things, don't forget them. Be casual. Always be casual with your friends. That's all with your exes. Sorry. Be casual with your exes. Don't try to have deep conversations with them. Don't try to see all these things. They make you imagine that they are bringing back feelings, but they actually aren't. And you might feel like, okay, since it's not in a new relationship, he's still into me and I'm into him. You guys might have moved on. You don't have to be in a new relationship to know if you've moved on or not. So don't even try it. See, the second one is usually more painful. When you feel like, okay, let's try again, I think the feelings are still there. It will surely end in tears, but these tears will be hotter. It will be hotter than the first one. Please, you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Love you so much. Have fun. Enjoy this week. This week will be beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Guys, I'm like counting down to my birthday. Bye. I love you so much. Make sure you share this with all your friends. Please make sure your friends listen to my podcast episodes. Please, I'm begging you. I love you guys so much. Whenever you want to talk, I'm here to talk. I'm here for you anytime, any day. If you want to ask questions, I'm here. Just send me a DM on WhatsApp. If you do not have my number, it is 080-8709-9878. 080-8709-9878. Love you so much, guys. Good night. Bye.